Welcome to the Go Beyond Health podcast. My name is Dr. Stacey Mobley. I am a women's health expert, speaker, and thought leader. This show was created for busy professionals and entrepreneurs by a busy doctor and entrepreneur. My goal is to share with you invaluable insights, tools, and tips around how to use health as your platform to live more, make more, and be more. You can rock your body, mind, soul, and your business all at the same time. Are you ready to embrace a fabulous and enriching life before retirement? Tune in weekly as I share key knowledge nuggets to help you tame chaotic hormones, stress, energy levels, all while shifting your mindset. Head over to simplehealthtalk.com to subscribe and receive free simple health tips, goodies, updates, and more. All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the Go Beyond Health podcast show. We're in the next part of mindset. So in this show, we're talking about how to fine-tune and keep your mindset sharp. You're probably wondering, okay, you're a doctor, why are you talking about mindset and why is this really important right now? I want to hear about those health conditions. Well, I'm here to say after plenty of clinical practice and working with plenty of clients that if you do not have your mindset sharp or working on a mindset that's set towards success, you will have a harder time. And that's not to say that it won't work with other mindsets, but I've noticed in the people who had drastic and faster improvements in reaching their goals, they've all had a solid mindset. No matter what their current circumstances seemed like, they had a solid mindset. So that's what I'll say about that. And so stay tuned to the podcast show because I will talk and dive a lot into health and how it relates to your physical body, as well as your mental, emotional, and spiritual side. So we will get in a little bit of everything. So don't you worry one bit, okay? We are hopping into the content for today and just going to take a deep breath. I hope you did that with me. Did you take a deep breath? I hope so, because it can do nothing but help you. It's a great investment in yourself. Breathing is an asset. So, the significant problems we face cannot be solved at the same level of thinking we were at when we created them. I'm going to repeat that one more time. The significant problems we face cannot be solved at the same level of thinking we were at when we created them. This is from my homeboy, Albert Einstein. I told you, this guy is filled with knowledge nuggets, and I am going to share them with you. And of course, as I mentioned in previous shows, I will share other quotes from myself and others that I really admire. So don't worry, I won't overdose you with Albert Einstein quotes. One of the most important ways to keep your mindset sharp and always be in the process of fine-tuning it, because we're human, and we are on a journey of healing. It's a process. So first of all, don't beat yourself up. Self-talk, or what I like to call the dirty talk, is really key to your success. How you talk to yourself and treat yourself is key to how others will receive indicators from you and how to treat you. Right? I had a friend one time, and she was talking really down to herself. And, you know, we all get caught in this process, but the fine-tuning allows you to pull yourself out faster. And I got this epiphany that I mentioned to her, actually, and I was like, well, you believe yourself first. So if you're calling yourself stupid, are you calling yourself fat? Are you calling yourself too skinny? If you're calling yourself any derogatory names, you're going to believe yourself over time. Why wouldn't you? It's time for that to stop today. Will you promise me that you're going to stop doing that today? I'm not by any means calling you perfect. None of us on this show or listening to this podcast are perfect. And I think that's what makes life living and amazing, honestly. So self-talk, positive talk, ask yourself questions. If you're thinking, I'm stupid, instead of thinking I'm stupid, replace that with, how can I do this in a smarter way? Ask yourself questions. Asking yourself questions trigger more of an intrigue and more of a challenge than simply, calling yourself names or saying what you're going to do, but not really triggering the plan to get there. So I just want to drop that tidbit on self-talk. The next would be action, action, action. Actually, before I go into the action one, let's talk about daily meditation on your vision. Very important. For my Christians on the show, reading your Bible, or my other religious people and peeps listening to the show, you're welcome here. And your spiritual text, whatever it is for you. Like for me personally, I read the Bible. The Bible has a lot of great information, like a lot of other spiritual texts have a lot of great information and values to hold you to who you were created to be in God's image. So you have to hold that vision for yourself. Hold that vision for yourself as you do for other people. Because I've noticed personally that it's really easy to hold a vision and see someone else in their higher light, but it becomes a bit difficult for you to see yourself in a higher light. So this is one way to really visualize yourself at your best. I would just suggest, if you're listening to this in the car right now, don't close your eyes and do it. Would you promise me that? Because I'm a doctor, yes, but I'm not an ER doctor, and I don't want to hear about you being in the ER because you close your eyes to visualize, because I'm sure you're not visualizing being in the ER. You have bigger, better things to do, right? When you're in a quiet space, or for a lot of us, we don't even have to be in a quiet space. Just find a space that's comfortable for you and take the time to visualize with your eyes open or closed. Just see yourself where you know you're capable of being. We've all been given desires of our heart for a reason. For a reason. That main reason being that you're capable of reaching that. The question is, and I want you to ask yourself this question, how much can you trust yourself to reach it? How can I trust myself to reach this vision and goal for me? Because I would love for you to reach that vision that you have for yourself. This world is filled with amazing people. Why would there be billions of people on this earth if there was only meant for one or two or a small group of people to do certain things? That's not efficient. And the nature and the body and this whole just world and sphere that we have, that we're blessed to have here, is created based on efficiency and just systems that flow without our interjection. So I want you to think about that as well. Yes, that daily meditation on your vision. And like I said, you're reading the Bible for my fellow Christians, or you're reading your spiritual text or whatever religion you're a part of. Focus on that. Having your vision visible in many forms. Because we have a combination of different ways of processing information. We receive information, but how we process it is a totally different thing. Vision. Tactile, visual, auditory. How do those different systems or way of processing information work for you? Are you more tactile? Are you more visual? Are you more auditory? Ask yourself that and trust the answer you receive and go with it. Go with it. Make your vision board with your ideal life, all aspects of your life. So you can have a business vision board, you can have your personal life vision board, you can have how I want my family to look vision board, what makes you happy vision board. Keep all those sections of your board together, my aspirations and goals that I plan to fulfill vision board. Create all of that. Get magazines, cut out pictures, do whatever you need to do. Nowadays, we have computers, so you can look in your computer, look for images. Hopefully, they are royalty-free images. Cut those out and make an electronic visual board. Whatever works for you, Word or whatever you call it in the Apple world. I know. If I have Apple listeners listening to the show right now, you guys have to enlighten me on what you call that version of Word in the Apple world or the Mac world. I do love Macs. They're pretty, but I'm still a PC. I know. I'm converting over little by little. So I do plan to pick up an iPhone at some point and see how that goes. And I'll tell you guys about that. But back to daily meditating on your vision. After you've created this vision that are co-creating that vision, depending on what you believe, visualize that vision. You're going to create that vision or form that works for you to process. So tactile, visual, auditory. Make the vision plain on tablet. You're going to lay out the vision, all aspects of your life, and then you're going to take action toward it. Always ask yourself the question, will this action take me closer or further from my goal? Whatever action you decide to take for that day. And I like to make my days easier. So for you, each day or each week, lay out 1 to 3 actions that you're going to take towards that particular goal and go with that. Don't beat yourself up about what everybody else around you is doing, because you really honestly don't know what's actually happening in their lives, and you don't know how much they really are completing. But just do you, and everything will be fine. And once you complete that step, you move on to the next steps, and you're going to make progress. No doubt you're going to make progress, and I believe that you will. Dr. Stacy believes in you. I believe that you will make progress, and you're going to, the action that you start to take there, we're hopping into the action section now, is going to really rev up your belief in you reaching that vision. Act in faith, not fear. Act in faith, not fear. Act in faith, not fear. All right, you can always redirect later. Just start. Remember that. You can always redirect later. Just start. Work with the way you think and process ideas. We talked about this a little bit just a second ago. I want to remind you of this. There's no cookie cutter way to do this. Just like for me, there's no cookie cutter way to treat one patient. I don't want to put one way to treat hypertension on every client that I have. That's not how I practice. I respect the person. So I want you to respect yourself and not compare yourself, and working with the way that you work. If you want to write it down, if you want to make a mind map, you want to record your ideas using the auditory technique or visual, making quick webcam videos or videos with your phone, do that. Do that and create 2 or more action steps for each idea. And try to do this week by week or month by month, so that when you're in the moment, your brain won't freeze and you're like, oh my gosh, I can do 1 million things today. And then you don't get anything done because you're overwhelmed with the idea of how many things that you have to do and not sure where to start. So if you lay that out in the beginning, when those days come, you can just pick up where you are. For example, I want to lose weight. You can say something like that. The person wants to lose weight. The first step could be determine your why, because this why is what's going to pull you through when things get tough. So it's really important for any project, physical, mental, emotional, tangible, non-tangible, to know your why and understand that this why can change and shift over time. So you're going to be okay. All right. You are. I'm serious. You're going to be okay. Then make a list of support groups, networks, or communities of people who have done what you're doing or who are doing what you're doing. That's going to be a big help. And you can interact with them as much or as little as you like. And those communities can be anywhere, online or offline. Family and friends or people you've never met around the world. That's the beauty of being in the time that we are now. So this is going to hop me right over into our community segment of a tool that you can use to fine-tune and keep your mindset sharp. Surround yourself with those who are on your level and above. Yes, that may sound a little harsh, but I mean it with all intent, and I've experienced this personally. Because everybody has the opportunity to be at the level that they want to be at if they believe in themselves. So by you being an example of this, you can pull people who may not have believed in themselves before up to the level where you are. So don't feel like you're being judgmental or you are separating yourself from the masses when you decide to step up in your life, because everybody else has that option too. Everybody else has that option too. Whether it seems like it or not, they do. So I want you to surround yourself with those at your level or above. Create or find a mastermind group. A mastermind group could be a group of people who are doing what you're doing or in a different sector, but you like the way they run things, and that can be more formal or informal. There are a lot of ways to do this. Look for a board of advisors or directors informally. They don't have to be an official board for a corporation like you usually see. People you admire, people who you would like to get their input from time to time. You can respect their time by using email and scheduling phone calls in their schedule, but it works. I'm telling you, this works. Support of friends and family is really important, and I would say key friends and family who may not understand what you're doing, yet they believe in you regardless. That is such a great feeling, right? It's a great feeling when you have family members and friends who don't understand what you're doing. They don't have the slightest idea where you're going with an idea or why you're going to take this certain class or why you're trying to learn to build a website. I really want you to understand that. All right. So this is awesome. I feel like the information is being absorbed here. And I know for some of you, this may be information that you've heard before, but have you acted on it? So the question you're going to ask yourself, instead of telling yourself, I've heard this before, blah, blah, blah. I don't know why I'm still listening to this podcast right now. First of all, I know why, because I'm awesome and I enjoy hanging out with you and talking to you. And second, it's really because you need to ask yourself the question. Are you ready for the question? Ask yourself, what do I need to do to act on this information today? And see what you come up with. And my last tip for under the community section would be online and offline support. I have met an amazing group of people through online platforms such as Facebook and Twitter and other social media areas. And I'm just amazed at the people I meet at conferences that I attend around my expertise and other sectors that I admire. I mean, it's just jaw-dropping. Did I say jaw-dropping? It's just jaw-dropping. Oh my gosh, I'm getting tongue-tied now. It's just jaw-dropping the type of people that you have the opportunity to interact with when you put yourself out there. And I myself am a self-proclaimed introvert, and nobody really ever believes me when I say that though, but it's so true. It's really true. Dr. Stacy is an introvert, but I enjoy hanging around other people and inspiring people and being inspired by others. That fills me up and feeds me. And I know that I always have the decision and the choice of going to recharge when I need to have my quote-unquote recharge sessions, which basically means I need my alone time. I'm going to make a whole show on being an introverted extrovert is what I like to call it. So I hope none of you guys actually just don't steal my phrase. That's mine. But I want to talk about that because I feel like there are more of me out there. And I want to let those type of people know that you're not alone and you can succeed in life. Very, very much so. So I thank you guys for tuning into the show. And it was great talking to you. And I hope that either through community, self-talk, action, or daily meditation on your vision, you continuously fine-tune and keep your mindset sharp. Until next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Go Beyond Health podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Stacy Mobley. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a 5-star review here on iTunes and make sure to head over to simplehealthtalk.com to subscribe for your free health and beyond updates to keep you productive, motivated, and prevent that noontime energy crash. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes on topics related to health, business, and mindset from key expert interviews and I.